IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoint.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint, a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. In this series of programs, Viewpoint, or the Movie Critique Program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory. We are criticizing the movie An Interview with God with our dear guest speaker Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Welcome. Well, before asking you, my two brothers, the questions about the movie An Interview with God, let's take a listen to a part of the movie and then I'll come back with the questions.
The scriptures are full of rules.
Yes, they are. I can think of 10 just off the top of my head.
Right, but that's the Old Testament, the Torah. The New Testament is different. God gave us his son. That was a game changer.
Indeed it was.
Jesus was super clear. John 14:6, I am the way. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Seems very clear to me.
But that can't be right.
No.
Because everyone's a sinner.
Yes.
If we're saved through faith and faith alone, why would anyone follow all the other rules?
But is faith all it takes?
You were listening to a part of the movie An Interview with God in this program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. Sayyid Abdullah, in that part, they are talking about different kinds of holy scriptures or sacred texts that are full of rules.
Yep.
Then there is the mention of the Ten Commandments, as you know.
Yep.
We know that the Old Testament talks about, or Moses talks about, 10 commandments. Yep. So, but the New Testament is quite different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we also have the God's Son. It's quite a game changer.
Yeah.
And there is the reference to John 14:6, that no one comes to the Father but through me. I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
So this contradicts faith alone, meaning only Jesus as the Son of God, the Lord, can be the Savior for humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Like you said, when he was questioning him about the laws and scriptures, he was complaining the fact that it's just too much laws, the instructions, because he was talking about salvation, and he said salvation, the good thing about it as a product, it has instructions, the instructions are available.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with these instructions are they too much, too complicated, right?
Yes.
And he said to him, well, back in the day, salvation was very hard because God, apparently back in the day, according to the way, what they make God look like, he was very harsh. He just kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Now when Jesus came, is a game changer. Why? Because four of the first commandments went out of the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be a good person. This is what they're trying to get at.
Yes.
The New Testament says, be a good person and you have salvation.
Exactly.
That's it. You know, don't kill, don't steal, don't this, don't that. Be good to your parents, be good to thy neighbor, and you're okay.
Yes.
Even the first four are not required now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to project. But that's nonsense. Because even in their interview itself, I think the first one, or this, the beginning.
This is the second one.
Yeah, but at the beginning when they were talking about faith, or at the end they were talking about faith. And he says, then faith is a process. Mm-hmm. Don't take it for granted.
Yes.
Faith itself is not, it won't do you any good. Mm-hmm. So you can do good deeds, but with, like, you know, as Muslims, Allah always says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Faith itself will get you nowhere. Salihat by themselves, they will get you nowhere. You need to have them both. So you can't remove four commandments mm-hmm. and give me the rest and say, well, you're okay. Jesus yes. is the way.
Yes.
Even in the Quran, we do have this concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, through the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحُبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبُبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say, if you claim that you love Allah, first follow me, mm-hmm. then Allah will love you. You cannot go to Allah by himself. You have to go through me. Why? Because I can teach you, explain to you what Allah wants from you, how Allah wants things done. Then through me, you will find your way. You can't just find your way by yourself, because you don't know what's right, what's wrong. Yes. And the first thing when it comes to this method is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains to them that you first need to believe in Allah. You need to believe in his, what we call the fundamentals, the aqaid, tawheed, this, yes. that. Once you know these things, then you interpret them into action on the outside.
You mean the Prophet, in fact, makes the whole belief system based on a solid foundation, then from there, man can spring.
Can fact, work, can take his role in life. Yeah,
exactly.
That's it. So even him himself, when he said to him, can an atheist be immoral?
Exactly.
God replied to him, says to him, yes, you can be.
I have a question there too,
yeah.
by the way.
So the idea I'm trying to get at is that, you know, taking four of the first commandments, saying Jesus is the way, that's just nonsense. Mm-hmm. That just, you know, that's just action without faith.
Yes,
and
thank
we can't
you.
Have that.
Brother Hussein, do you, any comment, first of all, on Sayyid Abdullah's, in fact, answer to the first question that I had? And also this, that, you know, he raised a very nice comparison between Christianity and Islam. And when the Holy Prophet says that first you have to come to me and love me and follow me, and then you can from then move to God, right? But, you know, this idea in Christianity becomes like so much strengthened more than Islam, because, you know, in Christianity it is believed that you have to not only love but worship, like, because they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So there is a bit of confusion and also contradiction in comparison with Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So yeah, I guess in Christianity what you have is the whole, you know, there's God and there's his prophet, Prophet Isa, Jesus, right? And in Islam, you have the same thing. You have God and Prophet Muhammad, who is the prophet, who is the guide. Mm-hmm. The thing is, in you know, with Islam, God sends his message through his messenger, and the messenger is actually our leader. He mm-hmm. teaches us how to, for example, pray, how to fast, how to worship Allah in the best way possible, in the right way. Mm-hmm. What happens in Christianity, I notice, is that the Prophet Isa, Jesus, is not only a prophet, he is also worshipped. He is taken a level higher, mm-hmm. and he is sort of a deity rather than just a prophet. Mm-hmm. He is the Son of God, which puts him at a very awkward position. Like, am I supposed to follow you, or am I supposed to follow God,
or worship you, even
worship you, or worship God, or like, how is it like, you know, divided? It
yes.
is, should I love you more or love God more, or should I love you both the same? But doesn't that like disrespect God in mm-hmm. a certain way? So I feel like there's like a lot of confusion there that even the Christian community can't really answer to.
Mm-hmm. And it runs contrary to the idea of monotheism, by the way, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a form of shirk, if you really look at it. Mm-hmm. Because how does three equal one? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have three people,
yes.
that equal one person.
You can't get the numbers
right. Who are you supposed to worship?
Yes, exactly. Let's take another listen to another part of the movie where lots of concepts, in fact, are reflected in that part of the movie, and we'll be back with the questions about them.
The world is full of such terrible things. I work for a newspaper. I see it every day. Horrible things. Things that come crashing down on decent people. People with dignity who only want to know why it's happening to them. What would I say to them? Trust me? I have a plan? No thanks. All that misery in the world would break my heart.
But tell me, why would you care?
Sorry, what do you mean? Why?
Why would it break your heart?
Because I care. I have compassion for my fellow human beings.
And where does that morality come from?
I'm sure the answer you're looking for is from God, but really, I have no idea.
Free will, perhaps, Paul?
Free will exists.
You were listening to a part of the movie, An Interview with God, on IRIB English Radio. In this program, Viewpoint. Sayyid Abdullah, lots of concepts are, you know, repeated in that part. There's the idea of horrible things happening, trust with God. Also, Paul says, you know, when it was like complaining to God that because of these things happening, especially the bad things happening to good people, he says, am I supposed to trust you and say just you have a plan, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. And then God tries to draw Paul's attention to the idea of care and compassion. He says that this is God-like. This is a quality that I gave you, you human beings, having this nice and good characteristics just like me. Like you care about other people because of those bad things happening to good people. So you care, meaning you have compassion, right? This is one idea talking about it, right? And especially when he says that misery breaks human heart, right? So this is one side of the story of that part. And the other is the relationship between morality and religion. When he asks the question, where does morality come from? Does it come from God or not? And if it does, then there are lots of other questions and challenges to this.
Yeah.
Yes, would you?
Yes, they did raise that question, the very fundamental question in theology is whether the morality itself, is it man-made or is it stems from something else? So in the movie, when God says to him, pretend that you are me. Right. And then, you know, and then Paul got to the conclusion that I would care about my people because I have compassion. Said to him, where does this compassion come from?
Yes.
And, you know, Paul tried to, he did not know how to answer. And then he got to the fact that he said, God said to him, you have this compassion because you have free will. The idea is we as human beings, compassion, all these moral traits was already embedded into us. It's not like, you know, I go work for it and I go find it. It's already there.
Yes.
It just... just your faith and your iman and your belief and how good of a person you are, they will project on the outside. So when it comes to these you know, these moral traits.
Yes.
So the fact is, it's not that you, because God forces you or because God makes you, no. It's already there. You as a person, you work and you get it. The other thing that they mentioned when it comes to God's compassion, and whether the reality is that sometimes we debate this with atheists, whether, you know, what does morality comes from? Religion itself, it draws out the limits of morality. For example, how do I know what lying is? How do I know what truth is? How do I know what generosity is? These things, I have them inside me, but the limits and then the know-how, it comes from religion itself. Without religion, I don't understand the extreme, because we, in everything that we have, two extremes. We have excess and we have deprivation,
deficiency.
For example, deficiency. So you can go, your karam becomes, you know, generosity becomes just a waste, becomes in excess. If you go and that becomes bukhl, becomes stinginess. So what, you know, what constitute these moral traits is religion.
Yes.
And a lot of, sometimes, mind you, sometimes we have moral traits that religion imposes on us that we find difficult and hard to accept. I don't want to go into details because we're out of time.
Yes.
So religion obviously dictates what moral traits are moral, what are vices.
Yes. Thank you for that. Very quickly, Brother Hussein, you know, there is this relationship between free will, morality, and faith. All right? Especially when you're talking about, like, some of the theories, idea about morality. For example, Durkheim, all right, he talks about morality as something which comes out of the free will, lots of theories, especially in the realm of ethics. The ethicists basically talked about this. Even Allama Tabatabai in the world of Shia Islam school of thought, you know, he's talking about freedom in ethics and emancipation from human whims and desires. So having said that, if faith is enough, would you just start being an immoral person?
So, first of all, we know that free will is something that you don't choose. Mm-hmm. It's something that's built in. Yes. But the other two, they're more of a choice. It's more of a thing that you can adopt, right? Mm-hmm. Faith is something that most people have, and it kind of directs them in the right way, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. right? If you have a good faith, hey, then the faith would have a built-in morality, I feel. Hey, like, do the right thing, don't do bad stuff.
Yes.
That's basically it, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can choose to be immoral, but faith commands that you be moral or else you wouldn't be a good person. And in most faiths that I know, you should be a good person. You should try at least.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, for being with us in the studio in this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, criticizing the movie and interview with God. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I hear people say, I lost faith. I picture them giving up. It wasn't like that for me.
Hey, Gary.
What are you doing here?
I'm working on something. I'm doing an interview.
With who?
Paul Esch. With Errol. I know who you are. I know all your work. I'm a fan. I cover religion for a secular paper, and the stuff I write usually ends up in the lifestyle section. Okay, today is June 1st. Please say your name and spell it.
I'm God, G-O-D.